Good evening. It's time for another bedtime story with Thompson. We're reading The Merry Adventures of Robin Hood by Howard Pyle, and this is Chapter 11, Midge, the Miller's Son. When the four men had been traveling for a long time towards Sherwood and high noon had passed, they began to get hungry. Little John gave Arthur a bland six pennies and sent him into a nearby inn, while he and the others stepped into the thicket to wait for the tanner's return. After a time, he came back with a large loaf of brown bread, a fresh round cheese, and a goatskin full of March beer. It was divided into four portions, and the men silently began to eat. At last, Will Scarlet looked at a small piece of bread he still held in his hands and said, "I think I will give this to the sparrows." So he threw it from him and brushed the crumbs from his jerkin. The others had finished also, and taking a last long swallow of the beer, they turned to song. Robin thought Will Scarlet's song too light for such a strong fellow. Arthur a Bland had to be coaxed to sing, for he was shy. Little John sang next, after much encouragement from the other three, and was only halfway through his song when Robin interrupted him. "Who is this fellow coming along the road?" "No, Little John, don't be angry. I have been watching him since you began your song. Look, I pray, and see if you know him." Little John looked where Robin pointed. "He is a young miller I've seen around the edge of Sherwood," explained Little John. "He surely is no one to spoil a good song." "A strong fellow, too," said Robin. "I saw him crack Ned O'Bradford's head open quite neatly about 2 weeks ago." The young miller was closer now. His clothes were dusted with flour, and over his back he carried a great sack of meal and a thick staff. His cheeks were ruddy, his hair light yellow, and he had just the beginnings of a beard on his chin. "Let us have some fun with him and pretend we are thieves," said Robin. "Then we will take him into the forest for a merry feast and send him home with gold crowns instead of the pennies he has. What do you say, lads?" All agreed but Little John, who had no desire to fight and be beaten again that day. Nevertheless, all four men met the miller on the road and immediately surrounded him.
"What do you want with me?" cried the miller. "You are on Robin Hood's ground, and if he finds you robbing an honest craftsman, he will clip your ears to your head."
"I fear Robin Hood no more than I fear myself," said Jolly Robin. "We are four good Christian men who would like to help you carry part of your heavy load."
Slowly and unwillingly, the miller untied the mouth of the bag as if to give them the money hidden there. The others gathered round while he thrust his hands in the barley flour. They wondered what he could have inside the bag. Suddenly, he flung handfuls of flour into their faces, filling their eyes, noses, and mouths with it, blinding and half-choking them. While all four stumbled about coughing and rubbing their eyes, the miller tossed another handful and another until their hair and beards and clothes were as white as the snow. Then thwack, thwack went the miller's staff on their backs. At last Robin found his horn and clapped it to his lips. Will Stutely and young David of Doncaster were nearby with a party of Robin's men. When they heard the three blasts, they dashed forward. But what a sight they saw! Five white men standing on a white road. That night all was ablaze with crackling fires and feastings in the woodlands to welcome the new members to the band, for Midge the Miller's Son had also joined the band and come with them to Sherwood. Robin stood before the fire and announced, "Today I have gained the three strongest yeomen in all Nottinghamshire, and many a sore and bruised bone." The forest rang with jesting and laughter until at last each man lay down. Then silence fell on all things, and all things seemed to sleep. And sleep you shall. Good night.